I know Tmura cannot be brought up. So he brought the pasuk Rak Kochecha. So we learned from there that the Tmura cannot be brought up, and the Vlad of a Tmura. So we learned now that the Tmura is brought up just like the original, and the Vlad of the original, and the Vlad of the Tmura is brought up as well. We brought the Rak Kochecha. So we're marbe everything he brings to base of chida, not to let it die, but you actually change. Rav Akiva says you don't need that. It says pasuk osham hu, only by, but an osham is an exception, and that's what Rak comes. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Rak comes to exclude that, and according to Rav Akiva, you don't need that. It's by osham hu. Says the Gemara, Rav Akiva, I'm sorry, but says hu lomeli koroni a pasuk, but hechazik midula, but it comes to an osham shalach mashinai, and whatever a chatas dies by an osham, let it wander about. You're right. When you pasik, by like Avuhuna, we need for Avuhuna by Osham Hu. Damer Avuhuna Osham Shenitik L'Riyah, an Osham that you set aside, then you lost it, you brought another one, and then you brought that up, and then you found the first one. When is a Nitik L'Riyah? When you gave it over to a shepherd and said, "Okay, now let it wander about." The moment you gave it over to the shepherd, it changes now. And what do you do when it wanders about? Once it gets a blemish, you'll sell it with the money. You buy an oila. That's called Nitik L'Riyah. So an Osham that Nitik L'Riyah, so it's going to turn into an oila. Kosher, even though you didn't yet say specifically in your mind, it's an oila, l'shem oila, it's an oila, it's good. Nitik in, loy nitik loy. Davke, if you're menatik, davke, if you gave it over to a shepherd, but if you didn't give it to a shepherd, you found the other one and you brought it up and now you have the one left, but you didn't give it over to a shepherd yet, it's still an osham. And you didn't have anything in mind, then stam, it's not a good animal, it's not a good carbon. My time, it's a hu, bahava hosa, yeh, osham hu, remains an osham until you physically do something to change the status by giving it to the shepherd. Well, the high tana, the other tana, the koyalman and kroy, you want to learn that from Rakot Shecha. Typically, why doesn't he learn that from the zocher in the kever? We on the top of the page, we learned, it says es hazocher, it says im zocher, im the kever. From Zohar to Keva, we learn out the Vladis, and then the Im we add Hulu. So how come over here it says Rak Kochecha? Why doesn't he learn from Im Zohar in the Keva? You're right. There we learn out for the Vlad of if the animal is blemished or the Tmur of an animal is blemished. But how do you know if the animal was unblemished? You can bring the Vlad or the Tmur is unblemished. And that you use a Pusik for Rak Kochecha. Just like the first Braisa, everything from Zohar in the Keva and the extra word Im. One from Tommy, one from Balmum. Why doesn't he really learn all of it as well from the Im LeMashle? He doesn't think Im means anything. Well, I tanned an Afkli Mezocher Im Nekeva. The first time the Brayse learns Im Zocher Im Nekeva is Tiso Vosma Avla. What does it do with the words Tiso Vosma? It says Rakochecha. Only you catch him. Ashayi Lucha. You know, it says Elum the Tiso Vosma. You should bring it with you. And we learned before that it comes to conclude. Also, what do you call it? The Vladis and the Tmuris, what did he do with that Tiso Abasa? Is Afilu Mirayu, Afilu taken from the shepherd, even though they're out there somewhere pasturing in grazing. If it came time to Yom to bring it up, you can't say, oh, it's a pain. You got to go find it. Or Shalacham Mirayu, even though working in the field, you got to take it and bring it back to work. Mishnah. Bring it to the base of Migdash. Rabbi Lezer says, Vlad Shlomim, Rabbi Lezer now comes to argue. He said, the Vlad of a Shlomim lo yikar Shlomim. Rabbi Lezer, we said before that the Vladis are like the original carbon. Carbon Rabbi Lezer says when it comes to a Shlomim, the Vlad is not like a Shlomim. You let it, you put it in the pen, you lock it up, and you let it die. We'll see the Rabbanon, it's from the Rabbanon, as we will conclude. The Chachamim Yikar, why should be different than the other Vlad? Amar Rabbi Shimon lo nechgu, they're not arguing a Vlad. They're not arguing. 5-2.
Oh, he's starting at 5-2. I didn't know that.
Oh, we've been doing it for like 4 weeks. It's all right. Sorry, our apologies. They're not arguing Avlad, Vlad Shlamim. They're only arguing on the first generation of Vlad. They're not arguing on the second generation of Shlamim or Avlad, Vlad, the second generation of Temura. Shalai Yikrev, that you shouldn't bring. But it's not clear what it means. They shouldn't bring, or they want to bring. They should bring, or they shouldn't bring. We'll talk about it. Amanechu, their arguments are Vlad, the first generation. Don't bring the first generation. Yikav, you do bring the first generation. Hey, you're never sure about a puppy. I'm sure a puppy is testified. Yeah. All these missions are a little bit different. They bring psukim, you know, you don't normally have that as well. Yeah. I'm sure that puppy is avlad shlamim on the first generation of shlamim, sheikr shlamim. It's taka happened that way. I'm a puppy. I email go further. I once saw shalom parah sheikr shlamim. Had a parah of carbon shlamim. V'chalnu, we ate it on Pesach. We had a parah of a shlamim. We ate the original in Pesach, and we had the vlad b'chag. Now, normally chag means sukkos. So we'll see what that means. The Gemara explains what it means. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Amir Bichl, my time at Ablezer, what's the sort of Ablezer on my cross? Says the pasuk, why does Ablezer say that you cannot bring the vlad of a shlamim? So right now the Gemara thinks it's from the Torah. All other vladas have the same kodesh like a mother, but shlamim is an exception. Why? When you chesam al of two lines into the Gemara. Why? Because it's not the im zevach shlamim kabana, if it's carbon is shlamim, and we read the word v'im as it says v'im. Not only the mother of the zevach shlamim you bring on the mizbech. V'im, but vlad. Only the mother, not the vlad. So, we had in the Mishnah Machlekes Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that a vlad shlamim cannot be brought up like the shlamim, different than other vladas. And the Chacham say they could be brought up. And right now they want to think that they're based on the pasuk. It says im al zevach shlamim, and he teaches im zevach shlamim means ve'im zevach shlamim, only the mother. So Rabbi Chibar Abba says Rabbi Amiel Matzev. So it says the pasuk im al toidi akrivenu hachinami the im v'lo vlad by toidi also read as if it says im the mother only. B'chitei mochan maybe takas over tani we learned vlada by v'tmurasa v'chilofer menayin. How do you know the vlad the tmura chilofer? That means you lost it. You brought another one and then you found the first one. How do you know all of these are brought up as a toidi? Tam leimer im al toidi mikol makom. Forget we dash it as im al toidi any kind of toidi. So Elor Bechi about Rabbi and Yechonon. How many times notice what Rabbi says? Gzeda, we are worried if we can tell you that the vlodas of here also be a shlamim. You might want to keep the animal for a while. You're not a very rich man. You'd rather keep the animal for a while, raise a few, let it fall pregnant, and have a few offspring, and you bring all of them as a shlamim. Gzeda Shema, you godl mehem adorim adorim. You let them hang around, and then we are worried that you might forget the many guests hasn't come to eat it, or according to Rashi, you might then start shearing the wool and do avodah you're not allowed to do. Says in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon says that the argument of Leil Chomim is by regarding the first generation, not regarding the second generation. It doesn't really spell out. So what do they all hold regarding the second generation? You do bring it or you don't bring it? Because previously we had Atzeif Olam. How do you learn the Mishnah? You should bring it. Everyone agrees you should bring it. That the second, third, fourth generation, everyone holds you bring the Vladis, and Rav Leil only argues on the first. They're not arguing. Everyone agrees you don't bring it. The machlek is only the first generation of a shlamim if you bring it or not. But the second, everyone agrees you don't. What's going on here? Oh, my rabbi, Ms. Tabra. So machlek is a marayim. Rabbi says it makes sense. Everyone agrees you bring it. You know, my timer. How is it the first generation of a shlamim says don't, and the second you could? I'd kind of like public Rebbe Lezer Rabban. When's the argument Rebbe Lezer Ella Bevlad? Only by the Vlad Biskit to let it hang around and for a while so you can have offspring. Aber Vlad Akrei Ba'almahu. It's not going to happen very often. So that means you have to take care of it for a long time. It's two more generations. Exactly. Two more generations. Then already we're not concerned. Akrei Ba'almahu. If it happens, it's Sufalik. It just happened. So therefore, everyone is made that if you happen to have a second generation, that you could. There's no reason to make geizim with the rabbanos. We go back to the normal din of the Torah, which is the vlad ad soiv kol day. This can be brought up just like the grandmother, just like you know, previous generations.
What happens to the first generation of the vlad?
First generation, let it wander about and let it die.
So while it's wandering about and has another vlad, and saying that vlad.
If we go more than that, if you raise the same from last year before, you not let it die. You make sure it dies.
The first generation,
the Vlad, the Blazer says, you put it in the keeper, don't give it any food, or you give it just a few pieces of barley, whatever it is, and it dies in a few days. It's not going
to
fall pregnant. According to Blazer, it's not possible. According to, exactly. Or if it happens, it's just Akroi. Everyone holds it. The second generation you don't bring. My timer at Kanli Pligi Rabbi Lezer. When's Rabbanu Agi Rabbi Lezer? El Bevlad, the first generation. Rabbanu say, no. Abba Vlad, if he hangs around, if he lets the original carbon hang around for so long that he can have a Vlad, we can really recognize what he's trying to do over here. The Legadul Kabayle, he wants to raise more generations. Learning about Tana Bchilas Rabbi Shmuel Levi. We looked at the Brayz of Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Im Kesev. It says the pasuk Im Kesev who Makriv. Kesev will say is a younger sheep, which is like the second is a Vlad. Im Kesev who Makriv. If he brings a Kesev, Vlad Rishon Kodiv. It seems from here that it's a Brayz says that the first generation you bring Vlad Sheni Einu Kodiv. The second generation you do not bring. So we're talking about Shlamimus. So it's clear, like we passed, we learned that the first that everyone agrees the second generation you don't bring up. Who Kodib? The aim Vlad Kolakotchin Kodib. He, you bring him up. The Vlad Shlom you bring up, but a lot of other Kotchim you don't bring. We'll see which ones. Vlad Demai. Which ones are you telling me that you don't bring up? So two things you learn from here. First of all, that you do bring the Vlad edition, but not the future Vladis, and this, which is Rishonim Shulayim. And the second thing is that. That who caught it, but the, only by Shlomi you bring up, but not from other ones, not from other kabbanis. Which other kabbanis is a pasuk come and tell you to negate? Is coming in the gate? Vlad demai either oila v'ashams charimim. If we're talking about the oila and an asham, that what that their vlad does not take after the mother. There's no mother. It's charimim. They're all males. So what the pasuk is not coming to negate them. V'loi b'nei vlad hen. There's no b'nei vlad there. We know this has to be put to death. So which Vlad is the Tater coming to be mapik over here? Vlad Mercedes is coming to include the Vlad of Maisa Behema. What happens with the 10th animal that came out, number 10? Whatever comes out, comes out. Malmum, not Balmum, Zocha, the cave was in the cave, and then it gave birth. So you would think that the Vlad of that Maisa Behema should be brought up as a carbon. So it comes to tell you, no, it'll wander about. And then when it has a moon, the owner can eat it. The owner can eat it. Because Maisa, the din is that the Yisrael, the owner can eat it once it has a moon. Lastly, Vlad Hamu said it. Vlad Hamu said it. Vlad Hamu said it. What do I need a pasuk for? Don't be learning from B'choy. Ever B'choy could come below. We know that B'choy does not have any Vlad. How do we know B'choy doesn't have a Vlad? Because B'choy can only be a male. So B'choy doesn't have a Vlad. And if B'choy doesn't have a Vlad, let's learn out from... Maisa behemah from Bechayb could be learned somebody didn't from like Zeh Shavah. Kol Asher Yaveh Tachta Shavah. So you know you have so you have Evra and Evra. We learn out. Yeah. So the Gemara Itzah Chagdim thought ain't done an Evshem Moshe Evshem. Why by Bechayb is there no Vlad? Not because halachically there's no din of a Vlad. It's because the Metzias is no Vlad. So we would have thought you can't learn Evshem Moshe Evshem. So by Maisa behemah with the Metzias there is a Vlad. Maybe that it should be the same. Kamashalon. Therefore, the Torah has to say who by Shlomi. Only this Vlad takes after the mother, but not the Vlad of Maisa Behema. But you wouldn't learn that from ever. You have to learn from a separate pasuk. So the Gemara, hey, did Rabbi Shimon and Papi? Rabbi Shimon and Papi both testified. Now, what did Papi add the testimony that they had a Vlad from Pesach and they had a carbon on Pesach and then they brought it up in Sukkos. And we ate the Vlad of the Shlomim on Sukkos. What's he telling you? Well, we know already the Vlad you bring up. So what's the testimony that he's saying? And if his whole word is we ate the Vlad, good. What's he saying that he ate it on Sukkos? What's he adding by that? Is L'Rav the Amar Kochim. Rav hold that when it comes to Kochim, Kivon Sha'ovar Aleim Reg Lechet. He holds that if one Yom Tov goes by, Kol Yom the Yom over Aleim, you're over every single day. And I say, it says, Vos Hashem, the very first Yom Tov, you should be able to bring it there, which let's say was born on Pesach, you should have brought it in Shavuos. So the chayit about Achim, I said, you should have eaten by Shavuos, you're about Achim, you should have eaten it, not about Achim, about Achim Alam. Chag, which is Sukkos. So the chayit is a kashan rabbi. Omar Azir, Moshe the rabbi, you should have eaten it. It was sick in Shavuos, so I had no bread, you had to eat in Sukkos. Rav Ashi, Omar, my chag, nami toni chag Shavuos. When it says chag, it means Shavuos. Chag doesn't always mean Sukkos. Chag can mean Shavuos. By the way, this little gemara here is one of the rais that they bring. It's a big shock of a tie. Rashi in Gittin's Gears is Moshe Meis Rava Neile Ravashi. And Ravashi was only born after the eye. All these gemaras that you have with Ravashi, there's a discussion. There's Rava, Abaya, Rava, and then you have Ravashi. So they say it was many generations later. But they bring an eye from here that actually the Gears is Moshe Meis Rava Neile Ravashi. Because the Rambam counted Ravashi was a Talmud of Rava. And here you see again, there's a discussion. Rava says an answer and comes along Rav Ashi and he debates it. Rav Zvid was a Talmud of Rava, comes along Rav Ashi and he's arguing. Sounds like he was around. So this is one of the Gemara that they bring, a Raya that Rav Ashi actually was a Talmud of Rava. And this Gemara says, Meshmeis Rava, no Rav Ashi, Meshmeis Rabba.
because Abba was a generation earlier than
yeah, Abba was the teacher of Rava. Rabashi Yomah, my Chag, now we're going to Chag Shavuos. And what about Razvid? Kol Heicha Dektani Pesach. You're right, sometimes Chag can mean Shavuos. But if you talked about Pesach before, then when you say Shavuos, you would say Tani Atzeres. You would say Tani Atzeres. You would say Atzeres. You wouldn't just say Stam Chag. If the reason why he ate a sukkah is because Shavuos was sick. So what's the chiddush of the puppies that they ate in a sukkah? No, his whole kvetch is, he wasn't interested in telling you about Shavuos sukkah when they ate it. His main thing is that the Vlad Shlom was eaten. Because Ablezer says that Vlad Shlomim lo yikr. You shouldn't bring a Shlomim. Kamasi was the Kodah. They did bring it up. Mishnah. Vlad Toida, that was a Shlomim. The Vlad of a Shlomim goes like the Toida. What about Vlad of a Toida? Also with Tmurasa, and also with Swap, and we just said before, also Chilufain. Vladon, with Vlad, not to go Toida, is like a Toida, is like a Toida, but Vachain to the Lechem. The only thing is, the second animal doesn't bring bread. Only the first one, the original brings bread, and the Tmur does not bring bread with it. How do you know that? Tonabana, we learned, Mao Aimir, it says in Pasik, Imao Toida Yakri Venu, Mafrish Toida, Yemafrish, a Toida. What happened? You mafia toida v'avdon. You lost it. V'hefish acheratel. So you set aside animal B for it. V'nim tzas and shayin. He found animal A. But he stayed on. You know, and they're both standing in front of you. Minayin. How do you know she eizay she yitzi yikrav? You can bring whichever one you want. V'lach mima. Whichever one you bring the bread with it. Talmud loim. So it's extra words in pasuk. I'm going to teach you toida. Says the pasuk toida yakrav. You always bring a toida, whichever animal it is. So the second one you also, whichever one you bring up, the other one you bring up as a taidah. So I would have thought the second one you also bring up, whichever one it is, with bread. Only the original one is what you bring with bread. Only one you bring with bread and not both. And he says, Rashi says the kvetch is not from the word yakri venu, because that we just used to be marba. It's in the word lechem. It says in the pasuk here. We're not going to mayit the actual second carbon because we just marbit. So it must be mayit, coming in mayit, the lechem. To add the vlad of a toide, the tmur of a toide, and the chalifa, you lost it, you brought another one in its place. Tamalayme, therefore, the pasuk, im al toide, it says, im al toide, that means anything you bring, anything attached to a toide is a toide. Yachli, you cool into his lechem, they should also acquire bread. Tamalayme, al zevach a toide, that what? Only on the hat toide. Zevach toide, toide to lechem, the original toide requires bread. Vlay vlada, not turasa, not chalipasa to lechem, none of them need bread. Next Mishnah, Tmuras Oile. What about, okay, there's no Vlad by an Oile. What about the Tmur of an Oile? For example, yeah, you were, you're a Zacha for an Oile, or Vlad Tmurasa. How could it be that the Vlad of a Tmur of an Oile that you made in a cave? An Oile is a Zacha, but the Tmur you made was in a cave. And now the Vlad of that Tmur. Now the problem is that mother, the mother of this Vlad, can never be an Oile, because of the cave can't be an Oile. What happens to the Vlad?
The status of the child, yeah.
And the Vlad is a Zohar. What happens to the Vlad? We'll soon see. Machlek, Vlad Tmur, the Vlad of a Tmur, Vlad, they all have a din of an Oile. They all have a din of an Oile. Utuunin, Hefshid, Vinituach, they require Hefshid. They know to have all the din. So you have to strip the hive, Vinituach, cut it up, and call the Isham, and you burn it completely on his back. So this first case, it doesn't seem to be any machlekes. Everyone seems to be agreeing that if the tumura is a nekeva, it itself cannot be an oil. It doesn't matter, but the vlad has din of an oil. But then it says, ha-mafish nekeva loil. If you're mafish nekeva for an oil, and the cave is not shaykh to be an oil. So the original animal was really no good. The older zocher, he gave birth to zocher, yida, this zocher cannot be brought up, achi istayiv, the zocher cannot be brought up. Let it wander about, the mochi, sell it, the yavi bedama, by the money, you buy an oil. Abelez says, no, who actually can really, even though the mother is not shaykh, it itself should be an oil. Says the Gemara, Maishta Reisha, the late plague, you understand. In the Reisha, we'll talk about the Tmura, everyone agrees that the Vlad could be brought up. And Maishta Reisha, plague, Maishta Save the plague. In the Reisha, we said that the Vlad of a Tmura is brought up. And in the Sefer, the Rabbi Lezer argues, no, the Vlad, the Rabbi Chacham argue. Why should it be? Oh, Rabbi Chacham, Machlekes, no, yes, not Machlekes. But Rabbi Lezer, he... why in the Reisha you don't find the Rabbanan arguing say later Yid Achi Yistayiv? They say, oh yeah, bring the Tvad as an Eila. So I says, you're right. The beginning of the Mishnah is all Rabbi Lezer. They're arguing it's only Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi says, no, they're only arguing the Sefer when you mafish. The original animal was no good. The original animal was in a cave. The email like Kreva, so therefore the Vlad cannot be brought up because the Chachamim, because the original cannot be brought up. The original is in the Kreva. The email like Kreva, Avo, when it comes to Tmura, when it comes to Tmura, the original, the email doesn't mean the mother. The original animal was a Mamashanaila, Nami Kreva. He's a Filabonamaida. Since the original animal is a proper animal, the Tmura wasn't, so the Vlad of the Tmura doesn't connect to the Tmura, it connects back to the original animal, therefore it can be brought up. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer holds that you can bring the oil itself. That's what we see from our Mishnah. But I mean, that's the question we learned elsewhere. Tmuras Oshem, the Tmura of Oshem. We know the Tmura of Oshem wanders about because anything Mesa by Chatas is by an Oshem is wandering about. So the Tmura of Oshem wanders about Vlad Tmura. What about the Vlad of its Tmura and the Vlad not Sefer Oilam Yiru? They should wander about. Achi Istayvu V'Yimachav Yipul Davon Dover. You let it wander about until even the Vlad have the same thing like its original, like the mother, and you let them wander about and sell it, and with the money you put it in the general coffers to put an oil on the Mizbech. It belongs to Tzibur. Rabbi Lezer says, let it die. Rabbi Lezer says, Yavi Bidmein Oila. Rabbi Lezer says, you take the Vlad and you sell it and you bring him Oila for yourself, not communal but personal. Yeah, so it seems to be clear, but the animal itself cannot be brought up. So how come by Oila, he says, the animal itself could be brought up, and by Tmura, he says, the Vlad of the Tmura, which was no good, it cannot be brought up. He says, you're right, there is no Chilik. But he's only arguing according to Rabban. According to me, you bring the Vlad itself in the Mizbech. The Vlad of an Oshem, the Tumul of an Oshem, just like the Vlad of an Oila, which the mother was no good. However, you say that you cannot bring it up and you sell it and the money you put in the communal coffers. I say, you should agree with me that you should sell it and use it for your own purpose. I hold a fill of Vlad, not Mikreva Oila. According to you, Damritu Roya, you shall wander about. That the leftover money, that was the money that you exchange it to, should be used for an Oila for the guy personally. Why for the communal coffers? The Amri Le, and the Rabbana said no. Maisra is to Nidvas Tibur Azli, that the leftover, the money, the exchange goes to Nidvas Tibur. Rabba Marava says no, that there's a difference between an Asham and an Oila. At Kalakam Rabbi Lezer, who asked my Yikir of Oila, why does Rabbi Lezer say that it itself wrote an Oila? Ella be mafrish nekeva la Oila. Only in the case of an Oila where you're mafrish nekeva, it isn't Shaya, but the Vlad is Shaya because it goes after the original. Dika Shem Oila Limai, there's the name of an Oila on the mother. The poil, I call the mother an oila, and I called an oila. Okay, the poil is, it can be brought in his bech, but it has din of an oila. It's called an oila. I made it called an oila, and we find that there isn't a concept of an oila by an akeva by an oila's oif. So therefore, when I called her an oila, the mother was an oila. So even though the poil can't bring it up, but there's an oila there, so it passes on to the child, and the child could bring up. Avo gabe tmuras vlad osham. When it comes to the tmur of an osham, the lekashem oilal imai, the mother was called an osham, never an oila. So how can you bring this up as an oila? How can you bring it up as an oila? And therefore, he says you have to sell it with the money you buy an oila. My rabbi lezer the bedam of in who atzma lekarev, that you only can use the money, you can't bring itself up. Eis v'abaya baya. The question of rabbi lezer shem oila imai. So you give me a whole new word now. That it only works by Oila because since the mother, even though it's not Shaitim Mizbech, is called an Oila, therefore the Vlad can be brought up. And Mashaygi by Osher, but Tanya, didn't we learn? A Mafrish Nikeva Lepischoi, if you're Mafrish, a Korban Pesach can only be a male. That's what Chaim Brisky is to ask, you know, what's it by Ben Pkua, by Korban Pesach? It's a trick question because, you know, you can't bring Heva because only a Zohar. So I'm Mafrish Nikeva Lepischoi, you're Mafrish Nikeva for Korban Pesach, which is wrong. Yida, what do you do with it? Let it wander about Achi Yistayim until it contracts a moon. But Timachi, you sell it, Vyavi, Bedemeh, Pesach. And the money, you buy a proper Pesach. What about Yolda gave birth? Yida, let that wander about Achi Yistayim. Vyimachi, sell it, Vyavi, Bedemeh, Pesach, you the Vlad as well. You what? You go ahead and buy a Pesach. Nishtayru, Achara Pesach. What about you have leftover? And we learned in the first mission as well that a Korban Pesach the rest of the year is a Korban Shlamim. Let's say leftover after Pesach, Tidal and wander about, Achi is time to let the moon, the Yavi Bidmea Shlamim. A Korban Pesach after Pesach becomes a Shlamim. Yolda, if it gave birth, Yida Achi is time, you know, after Pesach, let it wander about, Vimacha Sel, Vimadam Shlamim. Okay, always a Shlamim. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, who acts my Yikr Shlamim? Rabbi says, no, what do you have to sell it? It itself becomes a Shlamim. Now, the mother was not called a Shlamim, the mother was called a Korban Pesach. And yet Rabbi Elazar says you could bring the vlad itself. You just said the whole vart says the mother already had a chalos of that particular animal of noila. Therefore you could bring the vlad as noila. Here the mother was a Pesach, not a shlami. The mother was called the Karm Pesach. And yet Rabbi Elazar says that when it comes to the vlad, bring it up as a Pesach. You could bring it as a, sorry, itself could be brought up as a shlamim, even though there's no chalos of a shlamim and the mother. The whole vart is wrong.
Pesach a gedder of shlamim?
Not at all. Absolutely not.
It's its own category.
But the thing is, after Pesach, it becomes transfers. Rabbi said a little bit longer. Like, Yimmy, after Pesach, we're talking about after Pesach. Shiny after Pesach, the Moise Pesach Gufi Kodesh Lamim. The Pesach, the mother itself changes and becomes any leftover Pesach. It itself becomes a. For example, you set aside a Pesach and then you lost it. You brought another one and then you found it after Pesach. It itself becomes a Shlamim. So therefore, there is like a Chalos of Shlamim on the mother. So the could the name Pesach escapes and becomes a shlamim. So but the mother still you cannot bring it up even though it's called a shlamim because since it comes from inside a current Pesach and the keva cannot be a current Pesach, it can't be either.
See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.